This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy, all the stuff you've been taught to be afraid of. And guess what you're going to find out when you buy the book? You do not have to. No, there are labels that were given to me by the left. I got news for you. I guess not in a nasty way, but a positive way, I believe I live up to every one of them. Buy the book and find out. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Deontay Johnson is going to join me after the first break. I met him at CPAC two years ago. And he's the president of the Black Conservative Federation. Great, great group of guys. I met them when they were there. I think people were in shock. Matter of fact, the year I was there, people were really in shock because there was an LGBT booth, BTQ booth, right? LGBTQ for Trump. There was the Black Conservative Federation for Trump. There were all kinds of groups that you would never think or we've been told that we should be. There were atheists for Trump. It was great. It was to show you that we can all get along. We can all make this happen together. So Deontay will be joining us after the first break. Like I said, I'm very curious to hear how far he's come, what's been going on, and what's going on with the group. Are they still strong? That kind of thing. But there's still a lot of crazy stories out there we have to... I can't believe some of this stuff. Crazy stories that we have to hit on. Here's the thing. If you've seen pictures of me, you know... I just make it easy. You know I'm fat. Okay? You know way around it. I'm fat. I blew off about 30 pounds, gained back a few of it, not a whole bunch, but a few. It's an eating habit. You have to change the way you eat. Not that easy to do. Right? Because your mind, your brain, your body, they get used to doing things a certain way. But I would never ask anybody to celebrate or say, gee, Joe, you look good. Even for a fat guy, you look okay. I would never ask anybody to do that. How many of you have seen old fat people? And I don't mean old like 51. I mean old like 70 and 80. One of the things my dad said that always stuck in my head was, hey, Joe, you've never seen old fat guys. He's right. Unless they're in a coma in a hospital somewhere. So you got to take care of yourself. Whether you believe in God or Mother Nature, there's a plan for your body. Your body works a certain way. It survives a certain way. Now, Princeton University's Health Center will soon host a fat-positive dinner for students who are fat-identified. Now, you can't identify as fat. I'm sorry. You ain't selling me that one. Either you are or you isn't. One of the two. You know, if I'm 90 pounds, you look at me, you look at my frame. If I'm 90 pounds, I am anorexic, for God's sakes. Right? I'm probably dying of some rare disease. Somebody's making fun of me, aren't they?
No,
oh.
I'm just laughing.
So, Now, according to an online description, the February event, the dinner will be hosted by Health Promotion and Prevention Services. This is a division of the school's University Health Services, right? And they're running it in conjunction with the Women's Center. Now, this space is intended for fat. Listen, if you're fat and healthy, which I don't know how that you do that, but, you know, there are a lot of large people that are still fairly healthy. And that's where you want to be. You want to be fluffy, as some of us used to call it. That's between you and God or you and Mother Nature, whatever. I'm not going to look at you and go, hey, you're fat. You know that, right? I mean, you're fat. That's unhealthy. I'm not going to do that. That's not my job. You have to work that out on your own. But again, I got to go back and say, you don't identify as fat. You either is or you ain't. Really that simple. I mean, think about it. Those people who are anorexic, those people, are, what do they call the ones that eat and puke?
Bulimic.
And I'm not making fun of you, but think about something. You guys think you're fat. You're as skinny as a rail. You stand sideways, you can't see you. That's not fat. You think you're fat. So saying those people who identify as fat just doesn't make any sense. The space is identified as intended for fat-identified people to share their experience as a fat person at Princeton. We're going to go through the accepting and supportive environment there. And a newsletter put out by the Women's Center states that additionally, participants will discuss fat-positive programming ideas for the spring semester, with the event describing and noting that dinner will be served. Hope to God it isn't like a lettuce and tomato. Meanwhile, what's that place that you used to go to on the East Coast? It was, they call it a soup plantation on the West Coast.
Sweet tomatoes.
Sweet tomatoes. Or, yeah. Right? So they got these places you go to. It's all you can eat salad. It's like a trough with green stuff in it. Right? There's got all kinds of stuff that's supposed to be healthy for you. And again, I'm just trying to call out the obvious. If any of you have ever seen My 600-Pound Life, I would get a kick out of it. They try to tell the doctor they're sticking to the diet plan, yet you watch the cameraman follow them around. They've had like 12 cheeseburgers that day. I know, I can tell you they're not on the diet plan. Right? But you see all this stuff happen. And you get yourself believing that you're doing the right thing. You know what's right and what's wrong. I knew what I was eating was wrong or right or whatever. Anyhow, I just think it's ridiculous to have to promote being fat as being healthy, because it's not. We need to fix ourselves. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Deontay Johnson joins me after the break. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up, call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Can I, a couple of nitwits?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation as a whole. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me again. You know, get involved in the conversation. It's got to be a two-way conversation. Right? And again, you have to be willing to have a conversation, not just stuck on the fact that you believe that you're right, everybody else is wrong, and a discussion is part of the problem I have now in politics. We have forgotten that we're Americans first. Right? We're not Republicans first. We're Americans first. And if that's something you, I don't know, you can't understand, you can't live with, then the problem is bigger than you think. It really is. We're never going to come together. We're never going to be able to work things out, ever. Now, I saw this young man for the first time at CPAC in D.C. a few years ago. It's a Conservative Action Committee convention. And I was watching him in a large group of young boys. Now, you know what? I hate doing this, but you guys make us do this. So I can't say he was with a large group of American kids or young men. I have to say he was with a large group of black American young men. He actually even calls, the group is called the Black Conservative Federation, and Deontay is the president of. And I think it's for, you know, they've turned it into the point where we have to identify everybody, everything, with a special identifier just saying, hey, a bunch of young American kids got together, or young American men got together, and this is the group they put together, but we can't do that. So anyway, Deontay, thanks for being with me today. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me.
Thank you for having me on, Joe. It's always a great time to come on.
Oh, yeah, I always, you know, like I said, I can't wait to see you guys again. I get a kick out of you every time you're there because you're not ashamed. You're out there. You're supporting conservative values. You're conserving President Trump. And you don't care. You just don't care. And I think that's wonderful. Tell people a little bit about your group.
Like I said, with the Black Conservative Federation, our goal is to increase the Black Conservative movement through promoting economic stability, educational advancement, and community involvement. And that's what we push in the Black Conservative. That's what we push in the Black community, and bringing those left conservatives who are actually right back over to the right side.
Well, Deontay, you're a young fellow. I'm sure you deal a lot with other young African American men and women. Are there more conservatives in the black community than even we know?
Well, people ask me this question all the time. They say, how did you become conservative and being raised in a liberal household? I say, well, because I was raised conservative, even though my parents were left. I was raised conservative because all blacks are raised under conservative principles. They just don't want to admit to the fact that they are conservative.
That's interesting. Well, and I think you're right, because most of the black kids I grew up in and around, they had very, what we call conservative values, but they had very conservative values when it comes to, you know, again, how they were raised, how they treated people, how they were supposed to treat others, take care of their, it was a whole different animal than what you're led to believe.
Yeah, it's true. That's true.
Yeah. And black communities, or the black community as a whole, very much into, right, traditional marriage, traditional family values, that kind of thing.
Exactly, yes. And then especially when it comes to economics and when it comes to the financial sense of it, because blacks are very, very tight with their money. They're very conservative, and they don't spend money on crazy things. Well, I can say this. The newer generation is getting into that process, but the older generation, my parents' and that passed further decades back.
Yeah, they were probably a little bit more conservative with money. I knew a lot of the old time black families. My grandfather grew up, bought a house right next door to a large black family, and they both had gardens. My grandfather, you know, Italians are known for having big gardens and all of that. And yeah, man, the two of them were very tight with a nickel. Okay, they threw nothing away. So
exactly, I agree.
And the same thing with traditional values when it comes to what's referred to as a traditional marriage, right? Traditional values with their kids and education, that kind of thing. That's the same too, right?
It is. It is. And it's like I said, it's similar to I haven't found one thing that's not conservative about it. And so that's the ironic part of it, is because they are voting Democrat, but they don't agree with Democrat policies.
I got to tell you, I never understood that either. I never understood the mindset behind that. It just always left me scratching my head, because you're given these policies, you're giving a certain way of living, you know, you're told and taught to be independent, to take care of yourself, and yet today's Democrats, today's African American community is being pushed by the Democrat Party that the only one that can protect them is the government.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I agree. Yeah, that's the sad part about it, is that we have to get into the minds, and that's why I created these organizations, because we have to get into the minds. We have to basically show them that you're voting the wrong way, buddy. You're voting the wrong way. You got to get on the real side of politics, as name of your show is. We got to get on the real side of politics. You got to really know that the conservatives are the ones who cares about your best interest and that wants to see you increase and wants to see that your finances increase. President Trump's new tax plan and the Jobs Act is amazing right now. It's because we are getting blacks back to work, and they're not just getting back to work. They are getting to work, and they're being able to live on a decent income. And then they're able to have more money because the government's not putting their hands so deep down their pockets when they can barely afford to live as it is.
How did you feel with Nancy Pelosi's comment that the $1,000 is just a drop in the bucket? It's chump change. It's crumbs. She doesn't understand why the average person is excited about $1,000. I mean, what would $1,000 do for you, Deontay?
Well, first of all, Nancy Pelosi, of course, $1,000 is chump change to Nancy Pelosi because she's been getting rich off of the American people for 38 years. So, of course, it's a chump change to her, but for the average citizen, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, and for the young family, trying to get their lives together, trying to grow their lives, you know, they're, both couples are out working and that kind of stuff. Yeah, a nice tax break goes a long way, and if their company's giving out bonuses, they're really going to do well, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. I agree. Right. And so,
go ahead.
So, as I said, Nancy Pelosi, chump change is, you know, I'm sure $10,000 is chump change to her as well.
Now, when you heard two things, when you heard that the black unemployment levels were down, way down, and that a lot more in the black community were out working, were you surprised or shocked? I mean, what was the thought in your head when you saw that you'll have to hold that to the other side of the break. I want to know what you think about the fact that the Democrats, who are supposed to be for the black community, didn't get up, didn't applaud the fact that there are more black families working. I was lost by that. But we'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Be elected. You next the Presidente de American de States. Hey, look, it's supposed to be open to everybody, right? If we want no borders, if we want no rules, and anybody can do anything, heck, why not? Vote me in. I'm good. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just truly being part of the conversation. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. Lots happening up there. Tomorrow night, we're going to do it again. We're going to give away another American flag. And our winner from last... Did you post that up on Facebook, by the way?
Not yet.
Not yet? All right. She's producer Tammy. We'll be posting up the winner of that flag on the Facebook, Glenn Owen. And I'll tell you, some of you guys, man, you were close. Some of you, you know, so tomorrow night when I give you the option, just start sending emails like bang, 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 bang. Don't stop. I wouldn't. Because somebody sent a boatload of emails, you know, asking for the flag, and they missed it by one. So don't ever give up. Anyway, beautiful flags. Glenn's got his up. We got a picture of him holding the flag up. We'll get another one once it's up and hanging. I think that's wonderful, and they're great flags. They really are. And they're made here in America, in these United States, by American hands, and the money goes back here, stays in this country. So I think that's wonderful. Anyway, Dion, what?
There's an echo on the watch.
There is. Well, not much I can do about that right now. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Deontay Johnson joins me. I love when I get thrown. President of the Black Conservative Federation. Deontay, again, thanks for being with me. And tell people how they can get a hold of you.
They can get a hold of us by visiting our Facebook page at Black Conservative Federation. They can visit the Black Conservative Federation's website at bcfconservatives.org. They can also email us at info@bcfconservatives.com and get involved and figure out how they can join a team. Like us on Facebook, share us on Facebook. Show everyone that there is a Black Conservative Federation and we're taking over the Congressional Black Caucus.
Yeah, let's talk. You wanted to talk about that earlier. We could just jump right to that instead of jobs. Let's talk about that first. You said that the You know, when you saw the Black Caucus, and I think I told you afterward, I heard a, heard one of the speakers come out and say, hey, the numbers weren't real. The numbers that they saw just flat out weren't real when it came to unemployment for blacks. You can't have it both ways. You can't say that the bad numbers under Obama were just the way it was and that they were working on it, but under Trump it's a whole different animal. This doesn't make any sense.
Well, you know, you got to think about it this way, Joe. It's that when you're upset about something and you and this person wasn't and when a person wasn't supposed to become president and you just don't like the person, of course you got to make some false information because you can't give them good and you can't give them accolades because if you give them accolades, people will actually think you like them.
I hear you, but you think he would be rooting, and pardon, you know, forgive me for putting it this way, but you think he would be rooting for your team. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
he
know.
He should be, and, you know, when President Trump made the comments, I don't know if you saw it, but they were all sitting down, playing Candy Crush, and everything else. That shows that they don't care anything about the American people, but even more, they don't care anything about the black community, and that's sad. That is sad, and that's why the black community has not risen to another level because they just don't care.
Well, let me ask you. You're dealing with a lot of young people in the black community, obviously other people in the black community. What do you think he's done for the... You think that Donald Trump has done anything to change the job outlook, the entrepreneurial outlook for the black community or not?
Well, you know, I'm not going to say that he's done everything. I'm not going to say that he's has, you know, been successful at it yet. But I can't say that he's trying. I can't say that he is listening. I can't say that he is bringing in experts to make sure that what's needing to be done is being done. He has, you know, this Jobs Act is very important. Tax reform is doing a lot. It's very important in the black community. And I can't say that's what he's doing. But I can say that also early in his administration, he did something with STEM education. That is a very big important, that's a very important thing in the black community, is making sure that we are creating leaders of tomorrow. And so I'm proud of what he's doing there, but I know that there's more to come.
Yeah, and so last but not, you know, one of the things I want to run by you because it's still a hot button for some people, and I think I was telling you about that when you first came on, is, you know, some places in the South, they're still doing away, pulling up, and we're just not hearing about it as much. It's not going on at the same level, but it's kind of like you can't mention a Confederate flag or you're called a hater, a slave lover, whatever. You can't, you know, are we gonna bury history? Is this the way we're gonna make everything nice and right? Or do you believe that we should leave the statues up or move them, not tear them down, but move them to a place, talk about the Confederate flag, what history was all about, and how far we've come to clean it up?
Well, this is the thing about it, and I'm going to say this is, for all the listeners, I am not saying anything offensive. This is just how it sounds. Whites were in slavery. And I mean, whites were slave owners.
Right.
There's still whites in the world today. Should we remove all whites from the country? Because that's going to get rid of all the history. That's going to change the history. It's the same thing with these statues. These statues have no value to it at all. And we're basically saying that these statues are going to change history. History is still going to be history. Those statues will still be in the history, you know, but those statues help us learn about history. So when a kid has a question, why, who is that guy? What did that guy do? You know, because if that's the case, we can remove every statue in Washington, D.C., you know, or actually, let's say this, Martin Luther King, and I shouldn't be saying this on Black History Month, but Martin Luther King wasn't a saint. Should we remove his monument as well? And the thing about it is we are honoring these people for something that they have done to move America forward, and that's why those statues are there. So I don't agree with moving statues.
Well,
it does nothing.
I mean,
it's not going to change anything.
You're hearing about, too, how, you know, moving Jefferson statues and all this other stuff because they were slave owners. It's kind of like, okay, guys, so they did nothing good, right? And none of them read their letters. Go see which ones really approved of slavery, which ones didn't, and what they did to fight it, what they did to stop it. You know, it's just amazing to me how people lock in on one thing, and then that's all they want to talk about for the next 5 years or what have you. Like, that's going to win an argument. Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Well, I think we got more important things to worry about.
Yeah. I agree with you. And when I sit there and try to say to people, look, the majority of the black population that I talk to, my friends, they're not concerned with a statue. They're not concerned with a flag because it's not the statue or the flag that ever hurt them. And it's a conversation point. Listen, I am not saying this is the exact same plight, but they took down or want to take down the Columbus statue in New York City in Columbus Square. Okay, because of what he did. The Columbus statue was put up for a whole different reason. Had nothing to do with honoring him. It actually had to do with an event that took place in Louisiana where there were 8 or 9 Italian guys that were hung over false accusations that were made on them because there was a lot of hate against them at that point. There's been a lot of hate in this country against groups for a long time. But we one thing we do in America, at least I believe, is we endeavor to make it right. We endeavor to turn it around when we see that. Do you feel the same way?
I do. And, you know, I think we need to, when we move forward in America, we move forward, but we don't forget our history, you know, because we have to know that history. That history is rich history. That history made us where we are today. And I'm very spiritual in a sense that I don't like to change anything that we went through. I tell people all the time, and people think that I'm crazy, but I tell people all the time, I thank God for slavery, because slavery is what shaped America to be what it was today. God put these things in place to move us forward, you know. Because if we didn't have these things, we wouldn't know what it's like to actually struggle. We wouldn't know what it's like to actually go through anything. And so we're going through these things for a reason. And that's why I say, you know, keep those statues up. Let's teach people about those statues. And let's not change our history.
You know, and so how do your parents feel about what you're doing out there as a conservative?
They aren't conservative, but they support me in my successes. And I think that they are becoming conservative by the hour, which they already are conservative. I think they're going to. My goal is that if I can't make my own parents conservative, that means I better get out this.
All right, yeah, we got to go for quick. We got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I want to talk more about that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Yeah.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation. That's the big part of it. Be part of the conversation, right? Make sure you've got, I mean, I hate some of you guys that you truly have nothing to talk about. Right? The only thing you want to talk about, the only thing you want to get involved with is how we on the right are always so wrong. I always just found that so amazing. I mean that sincerely. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me bring him on because I'm enjoying the conversation tonight. Deontay Johnson joins me. He's the president of the Black Conservative Federation. Deontay, always a pleasure for you to be with me. I really appreciate it.
It's always so much fun.
Well, good. I'm glad. Hey, listen, I want to finish your parents' conversation because I can only imagine, you know, for me becoming a Republican, being in California and having parents that are Democrats, and most of my family Democrats in Massachusetts, but they're sane people. But even so, at first it was like I left the church. You know what I'm saying? And I know you know what I mean by that. So here you are, you're this young solid, grounded, conservative young black man from a liberal family. Do you think they were praying every night that you would come back to the church?
I don't see. I grew up in a family that wasn't very political. And so I didn't really have, like, I don't get, like, I have a lot of black conservative friends who get uninvited to Thanksgiving dinners, who family bashes them. I don't get that. My family just says, we're not discussing politics.
Well, that's good.
And we'll go on to another topic.
Yeah. Now, you said before the break you were talking about how you believed that you were bringing them over to your side to a degree, that they were becoming a little bit more conservative in their thinking and what have you. Elaborate on that a little bit.
I figure if I can't turn my own family to be conservative, how can I go out and outreach into the community to make more people become conservative? And so that's what I believe. That's what I'm pushing towards. And then also in the community in general as well, and creating more conservatives. That's what the Black Conservative Federation is all about, is creating more conservatives and bringing people to, like I said, the real side.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to hear it. I'm glad to hear there's somebody like you out there pounding pavement. You're going to be at CPAC again this year. Tell people again, one last time, in case they tuned in late, what your organization is all about, what you're looking to do, and how they can support you if they want to.
Like I said, our organization is the Black Conservative Federation. We are increasing the Black Conservative movement. We're also providing a house for conservatives to be able to come to get more information, to be able to expand their conservatism, be able to get more involved. But also, we are looking for anyone who is interested in joining the team, whether you're white, black, purple, yellow, pink, to join the team, get involved. We have so much that needs to be done, so many opportunities. Also, if you don't want to do that, we are always looking for donors. You can visit our page at the Black Conservative Federation Federation, and send us a message, say, hey, how can I donate? How can I get involved? How can I join? And we will gladly help you. Like our page, share our page, and invite your friends to like us as well.
Well, again, I appreciate it. I check you out on Facebook and other places at times. I see you running around being quite involved and expending energy to make things better. So I very much appreciate what you're doing, and keep up the good work, Deontay, really.
Thank you.
Have a great rest of the day.
You too.
You guys have got to check out that organization. You really do. I mean, I love it when young people get involved. I love it when they have real information and they can really get involved in things. And these are young people that want to make a difference for their community. They don't want to just spew the party line. That's the other thing I very much appreciate. They're not looking just to say, well, let me see, what does my party say about me? What do they want me to do? What are they expecting me to say? And that's it. They're not doing that. And that's what we need more of. We need more of young people that are willing to think on their own, that are willing to do a little bit of work to look into what's going on, to find out truly are the Republicans against them, truly are conservatives against them, truly are white people against them, in his case. And we've had, you know that we have a lot of people and I hate doing it this way, but we have a lot of people from the black community on. So it's not like, I'm not willing to have an open dialogue with them. And sometimes when it comes to the more liberal side, they don't want to come on. And I still don't know why. Because I never belittle anybody on the show. They may not agree with what I have to say. They might get irritated. I actually had somebody of the liberal persuasion didn't like what I had to say. They even questioned my facts, even though my facts were coming from the government. And she got up and left during a break. How do we have conversations with each other? How do we make it work or not work or really understand where each other's coming from if we won't sit through the uncomfortable or unpleasant times? That's what I don't understand. It's not going to always be comfortable, people. We all know that. So you deal with it. You don't have to go back and sit with us. Say, look at... you know what? You and I have tried to talk a couple times. We never really work anything out. Everything is pretty nasty. So can we just drop it and maybe we shouldn't be together? Maybe we shouldn't belong to the same club or the same group. It's okay to say that. It's fine. But I admonish some of you, maybe it's the first time you're hearing the show, maybe you've just joined the show. You know, some of my conservative friends think I'm not hard enough on some of you guys. It's because I don't want to be a Republican. A conservative. You know what I'm saying? I want to be an American. I want to support. I want to prop up. I want to help. I want to be supportive to the American cause. And the American cause isn't the Republican cause. It isn't the Democrat cause. It isn't the conservative cause. It's the American cause. So that's what we should be fighting for. We shouldn't be fighting to convert everybody to a Republican. Again, I know people that are Democrat, like, you know, Republicans in name only, you know that rhino term? I know Democrats that are that in name only. I know people that won't tell you the truth because they don't want to fight with you. They wouldn't be able to go to the voting poll. They'll tell you one thing just so they don't have to argue with you. That's sad we've got that way. Why can't somebody just look at you and go, you know what, I prefer not to tell you who I'm voting for. And it's cool. Fine, we'll still have a cup of coffee afterward. That's the stuff that infuriates me. There's where we've come to. We've come to the point where you're the enemy, but not if you hate this country. Not if you hate a certain group of people or a certain way of life. You actually can be hated just because you're in a different party. When did that happen? I mean, I know we kind of made fun of each other over the years. I know that we didn't believe in each other's platforms. I got all of that. But when did it go from that to hate? That's what I want to know. Right? It isn't that hard to work through in your mind. When did it go from a disagreement to just a flat-out, instantaneous, flick-the-switch hate? Do you know what I mean? Got a lot coming up in the next segment. Tom Del Beccaro is going to join us. And I always appreciate Tom's insight on certain things. Other things, not so much, we don't agree on. But when it comes to the California perspective, if you would. Now, Tom's written a book called The Divided Era. He's also the publisher of PoliticalVanguard.com. And Tom talks about some of the stuff going on in the country today in his book. Now, he's a Forbes contributor and a former chairman of the California Republican Party. I want to talk to him a little bit about the direction that California's going in. Can they win it back? I don't think they can. I know this is a, quote-unquote, a defeatist attitude, but I don't think California can pull it back. I think Californians have been so conditioned and programmed to believe that Republicans are so bad for California, which I think is hilarious. I think it's the highest or one of the highest poverty rates in the country. We get more welfare back to our people than anywhere else in the country. We have the highest tax rate, the highest gas tax rates, and they're going to tax us some more. And yet somehow the Republicans are responsible for all of this. We can't stop them from doing anything. I mean anything. Republicans cannot stop the Democrats from doing it because they have the majority they need to push through taxes and laws and everything else. We're just there to look pretty, apparently. And even that's kind of hard to do because, you know, I'm not part of the team. But again, because we've forgotten that first we're Americans. California and New York and even Chicago believe that what they believe is what the rest of the world should believe, what the rest of the country should believe, how the rest of the country believes. And they couldn't be more wrong. I know, bad English. What do you want from me? Hey, I'm Dobin Senior Hollis, just to the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to be with you. Remember, Tom Del Beccaro will join us in the next hour. Not only that, I got a lot of stuff I'm not going to get to it all. But there's actually a proposal on the table in Chicago to ban tackle football for kids in school. I don't know. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back.